Let's get this show on the road. Welcome to Love Your Love Muscle, the podcast recording we're doing live today. Welcome to all our listeners on Second Life, Doe and Latitensia. Oh, all those difficult usernames. Welcome to everybody that is tuning in from Odyssey as well, that are watching on the live page with video, etc. And to those that are coming from Vero and those that are coming from Orion. Welcome to you all. Good to have you here. Theme for this week is creativity. How can we boost our creativity with meditation techniques and self-regulation techniques? I will get back to that in a minute. I started to doing polls before we do this live session, just to get a glimpse of what people do regarding the theme of the session. So I asked a few days ago people on Orion and on Telegram and on Mastodon, like, okay, what do you do to boost your creativity? And let me show you the results on video, and I will read them for you for those that are listening in. Let me see, Telegram. So what I ask is, how do you boost your creativity? Share your favorite methods, and you could choose between meditation, writing, journaling, going for a walk, listening to music, trying something new or out of your comfort zone, or something else. Please say what it is. Please tell us what it is. So let's see, the Telegram votes, they say, well, 50% of the votes went to going for a walk in nature. You could have multiple choices. So we have also 50% listening to music. And then it is a tie between meditation and writing and journaling, both 35% and 21% for trying something new. Yes. Doing something out of your comfort zone is so fantastic. I always teach that when I do courses and workshops as well. When you want to do something new in your life, when you want to change your life, you can't continue into the program you already have. Nothing else changes if you just go around in circles and doing your same old thing. Try something new. Get out of your comfort zone. That absolutely is a very good way also to boost your creativity, because you get new impulses, right? So wonderful. Listening to music, yeah, I already said that. 14% did something else. Didn't get very much replies on what that something else is, except for one of my followers on Orion Messenger. That said, let me see. Yeah, from Alkion432. And he or she wrote, one aspect of the creative process that this inquiry has brought to light for me is the one of comparison judgment within the making and in the finished piece. A very good feedback, actually. I'm mostly in the moment, but when something is finished, there's often that little voice that says, now what? Is this good enough? Why bother? These little demons can completely derail the pure innocent intention of creativity. Rather than end gain, I try to replace these demons with non-attachments, rather like a Tibetan sand painting. I can make it, then let it go. I don't know if you have ever seen that Tibetan monks creating a mandala of sand, colorful sand, beautiful artwork. And when they're finished, they just wipe it all away and clean it all up and throw the sand away. So much work went into it. So that's what he is referring to as well. I mostly write poetry now and ambient fingerstyle guitar inventions. So that's cool. Where they will go, I don't know. There's a natural urge to share, but mostly I just love the practice of creativity. Creativity, we are creative beings, right? That's, we get happy, we get satisfied by doing creative stuff, finding new things to do, improving on things. That's the spirit, to say it that way. But what happens today, especially in the Western world, is that we are a lot of stress, right? There's so much stress going on, which stops us from that creative process. So, yeah. And that's also what I teach when I go to companies where there's a lot of stress in the environment. It's actually not good. Like, as a employer, you can put stress on your workers, but don't expect them to come with new ideas, novel solutions to problems, etc. They become production workers, and nothing really fancy is going to happen out of that. There's some IT companies especially that have noticed that and actually demand their employees to take some time off now and then and do something else than sitting behind a PC, go and play pool for a while, chat with your co-workers, because that increases the creative process. And being out of stress and relaxing opens up for getting new ideas as well. You begin to see things from different perspectives, you begin to think more about solutions. And why is that? Well, when we're under stress, there's one thing our body and our mind wants. They want to get out of it, right? They want to get away from the stressors. You're in flight or fight mode. So you're not thinking about something new. You're thinking at fleeing to somewhere that you know, somewhere that is safe. Your whole system, your body, your nervous system, your thoughts aren't in any creative mode at all. But the moment you can calm down, the moment your body and nervous system calm down, you will notice thoughts coming, ideas coming up. And exactly what we do with meditation, people get irritated because all sorts of thoughts are going to run through their head. But actually, that's a good thing. That shows that your ideas are coming in, thoughts are coming in. And because we are calming down and because we are observing our thoughts, feelings and emotions that are coming up, we can actually analyze them a little bit. We can look at it. So it could be that even when you're under stress and you calm down, take a few good breaths, get in a good relaxing state, all thoughts coming up are of the same theme, something that's bothering you, right? Even if you're out of that stress mode, those thoughts, that's something that's bothering you, still coming. And that's also not really promoting a creative mode, right? But still, you're able to observe those thoughts. So you're able to analyze them and think, oh, right, I'm very busy with that certain theme. I always have thoughts around this, that's something that is bothering me. And then you can do something with it. And then your solution process starts to work as well. I always say we have to try it and do it to have to benefit from it and believe it. So let's do that, right? Let us start and do a short meditation session. We will focus on getting out of the stress, getting out of fight and flight. We're also going to focus on our pineal gland, which I always say is kind of an antenna. We can focus on that. It's an antenna, and we can, when we focus on it, we can open up in a way and let ideas and thoughts and images, whatever, come through and be the observer. Use the pineal gland, your third eye, as your TV, your TV set, your television set. So try that. As I guide you through this, try just to sit back and do as if you're watching TV. Don't have much thoughts, but just observe what is coming through. Okay? Let's give it a try. Find a comfortable position. Make sure you have good enough support. And take a nice deep inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth. Lower your shoulders, loosen your jaw, close your eyes if you want to. Then again, take a nice deep inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Breathe normally. For a moment, notice where in your body you feel your breath the most. Maybe you feel your breath the most in your nostrils or in the back of your throat. Maybe you feel your breath the most in your chest or your tummy. Put your attention on that spot in your body, that point in your body where you feel your breath the most. Now try to breathe slower and deeper through that point where you feel your breath the most. Maybe there are already thoughts coming up. Don't worry about that. Just stay focused on that point in your body where you feel your breath the most. Now move your attention behind your eyes in the middle of your head. So focus your attention in the middle of your head, right behind your eyes and between your ears. Become more aware of that area there. And as you close your eyes, imagine that you're looking from the middle of your head through your closed eyes to the outside world. That's the point in your brain, in your head, where you want to focus to be. And let your attention, your awareness rest in the middle of your head. Continue breathing nice and slow and deep. And become the observer. Look through your eyes from behind your eyes. Just try that. You don't have to see anything, just observe what is happening. If you see it's black because you have your eyes closed, of course, and everything is dark inside your head, of course, that's just fine. Just wait and open up without any expectations. Just observe while your focus is in the middle of your head. Right between your ears, right behind your eyes. Maybe you hear the sounds in the room you are in, and that's fine. Don't be quiet for a minute or two. Just open up for anything. Anything that come in, try to stay observant. Just be the observer. Don't search for anything. Just let things happen. Let thoughts come up. Let feelings come up. Let ideas come up. Let them pass and take with you things that you find interesting, positive. Maybe you get a good idea. Okay, wonderful. Notice where you are right now. Are you still observing? Or did you get carried away with your thoughts? If your thoughts took you away from your focus, don't judge yourself for it. Be non-judgmental. These things happen. It doesn't matter. And actually, it's a good thing that you noticed it, right? Because if that happens, you can get back to your focus, back to your breath if you want to. That's the practice. So that's also why it's a good idea if you're stuck with something, something is bothering you, taking a short break, sitting down, take a good few calm, deep breaths. Then you can focus on your heart, breathe through your heart like we often do. If you really want to kick in that creative process, find something new, connect to your pineal gland, your third eye. Be the observer and let things happen. Or even better, go to your heart first, breathe through your heart, and then go with your focus to the middle of your head. Maybe back again through your heart. You will notice that if you practice a heart-focused meditation technique and combine that with this little session, this exercise focusing on your brain, the middle of your head, that you strengthen that connection between the heart and the brain, boosting your creativity mode even more. Okay, now let's get back. Become more aware of the room you are in, more aware of any sounds in the room you are in. Take a nice good inhale, and as you exhale, move your body back and forth and from side to side. Maybe you want to wiggle with your fingers and toes. Welcome back and open your eyes when you're ready. Wonderful. Good work, everyone. So yeah. Let me see if there are any comments. Nope. Feel free to write them in the chat or in the comment section, wherever you are watching. Beautiful. Yeah, but that's a little exercise. And again, the main reason we do a self-regulation or meditation technique to boost creativity is actually to get out of stressed mode, to calm nervous system down. That's the main point, because when we're out of that stress, that fight and flight mode, we're naturally getting into a more creative mode, a listening mode, a mode where we're more open for new things, new opportunities. If we stay in a stress mode, we're not creative. New thoughts won't come up because our whole system is busy finding a way out, searching for a comfortable space to be. That's the main priority. So, very important, if you're working in a company where there's a lot of stress, where you have to find solutions for things, it's actually not a good idea if your boss is constantly stressing you out, you have far too much assignments. It's actually not a good thing because you're not productive. Or you're only productive in a way like you're doing the same thing over and over again and try to be effective with it. But you're hardly able to find new solutions, more effective ways of doing your work if you're not calmed down now and then, if you not get a chance for that. So, yeah. Wonderful. Great, everyone. I hope to see you back in 2 weeks again for another episode. In the meantime, if you want to listen to old recordings, I have them as a podcast. You can go to the website tmd.cosmicnation.co, where you find all the live recordings. I'm also on Telegram. If you're on the live page, the landing page right now, you'll see also all the social sites where I'm on, and you can get the recordings there. Those that are my Patreon supporters, they will receive the video recording tomorrow in their Patreon mailbox or whatever, where it comes there, and you can watch the video and everything as well. Beautiful. Make sure to become a patron, by the way, because you have much more benefits from that. Free guided meditations, therapeutic meditations now as well. Our latest one is mindful eating. So if you are busy with a diet, if you want to take care of how you eat, mindful eating, therapeutic guided meditation is absolutely recommended that you buy that one. It's around $15. And you have it for life. And those that are on Patreon, you get that for free with your subscription. Great. Hope to see you back in 2 weeks. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Take care. Be safe. And namaste.